Transmission.
Well, it's official. You are now listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I am your host, President, Sergeant-at-Arms, and Chief Bottle Washer. Oh, I'm still all confused over last night. Boy, you gotta be wondering what I did last night. Well, technically, I didn't do anything. All I did was watch a couple of movies. Now, try to guess which two movies I watched last night. You never will, so I'm just going to have to come right out and tell you. The two films I watched last night were Twilight and Class of 1984. Now you might be asking yourself, Tobe, you are got to be lying. There's no possible way that you watched Twilight. Well, yeah, when I say I watched it, let me just say that I had the TV on that channel. And I was in the vicinity of the TV some of the time that this film was airing. And let me tell you something, if you haven't seen it, don't bother. If you have seen it, all I can say is I hope you didn't have to pay any money to see this movie. If you're not familiar with it, it has something to do with vampires. It makes no sense. It's absolutely horrible. The acting is basically facial expressions that are kind of twitching a little bit, and there's no actors or actresses in it. Mostly it's models who couldn't be bothered to learn anything about it. It's the worst thing you've ever seen in your life. And without even having ever seen the person who wrote this, I can tell you a lot about her. And how do you know it's a her, Tobe? Yeah, trust me, I know it's a her. Not only do I know it's a her, I can tell you how old she is, I can tell you what kind of high school she probably went to, and I can make a fairly good estimate as to how overweight she is. I can also tell you this, and this is purely statistical, so, you know, don't think I have ESP or anything. Her boyfriend, if she ever had one, was named Michael or David. And that's all I'm going to say about Twilight. The other film I saw was The Class of 1984, and if you haven't ever seen this, all I can tell you is that it's pretty much a classic from 1982. It's one of those movies that was trying to capitalize on punk culture, and it fell a little bit short, but it's absolutely hilarious for how bad it is. And it's also great because it's probably, and no, don't quote me on this because I haven't looked it up, this might be Michael J. Fox's first film role. Or any role for that matter, because when you see him, he's in a very tertiary role, not a main character or anything. He does have a few lines, though. It's terrible. The only name in this movie is Roddy McDowell. And I don't know how much money they had to pay him to be in it, but, you know, he's a whore when it comes to movies. Also, Perry King, if you have any idea who that is. He's a name today, kind of, but not back then. Yeah, so it's this horrible movie about these punk kids who rule their terrible school, and the new teacher comes and tries to straighten them all out, and the kids all gang up on him, and he finally snaps, and the teacher ends up killing all the kids, and it's... When I say all the kids, I just mean the bad kids, and it's absolutely, absolutely hilarious and terrible at the same time. Or it might be hilarious because it's terrible. It doesn't really matter. The only other name associated with this film, and this is the one that I'm most concerned with, is Lalo Schifrin. That's right. Everybody's favorite Argentine composer, mostly known, I mean, probably best known for his, theme from Mission Impossible. Dun 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 dun. Yeah, that's Lalo Schifrin. And he did the music for The Class of 1984. And it, let's just say it probably wasn't his best work. And I can't blame him because I don't think there was much of a budget for this movie. So I can't really blame him for phoning it in. You know, the guy has won 4 Grammy Awards, and I know that he has been nominated for Oscars multiple times. I don't know if he's ever won an Oscar, but he has won 4 Grammys, but he didn't win any for Class of 84. Oh, Michael J. Fox. I miss him. I hope he's maintaining his stuff. That poor guy, he got the short end of the stick, didn't he? Oh well. Now, you might be asking yourself, Tobe, where did you see this movie? I have all the movie channels, this wasn't on any of them. That's right. I watched Class of 1984 on TCM Underground. I love TCM Underground, and I love TCM in general. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. TCM? Turner Classic Movies? That channel that old people watch? Yes, TCM Turner Classic Movies. And if it's the channel that old people watch, then why aren't you watching it? Because my question to you is this. TCM Underground comes on in the middle of the night, around, you know, 1 or 2 a.m. your local time. So if you're going to bed before these movies come on, what are you? Are you old? What are you doing? You go to bed before midnight? Jeez, what are you, grandpa? Oh my God, if you're not going to bed after dawn, you're too old. But getting back to the movie, the Class of 1984, such a bad film, but to make it even worse, yeah, and like I said, the only name attached to it was Roddy McDowall. Now here's the weird part. The guy who directed it, Mark Lester, who is still directing films today, he made a sequel to Class of 1984 called Class of 1999. And the only name really attached to that one was Malcolm McDowell. Apparently, Mark Lester has something for guys named McDowell. And if for some reason you're too young to know who Malcolm and Roddy McDowall are, look it up. But you might remember Malcolm McDowell from the classic Clockwork Orange, samples from which you hear on this show, the Dubious Goals Committee, from time to time, especially towards the end. Another name associated with the sequel is Pam Grier. Stacey Keach is in it, and that's about it. But, yeah, again, if you're too young to know who Malcolm McDowell is, and you're too young to have ever seen A Clockwork Orange, Malcolm McDowell is the guy in the Lunchables commercials. You know, the old guy who's hanging out with the kids and he's trying to be hip? Yeah, that's Malcolm McDowell. And don't let those commercials fool you. That guy is way cooler than your kids will ever be. And, well, you know, when I say the movie was a sequel, it was more of a spiritual sequel. It wasn't really a direct sequel, because if memory serves, I think there was even a sequel to the sequel. But, ugh, yeah. I'm not an expert on B-movies. just the horrible ones. But, Tobe, aren't all B-movies horrible, and that's why they're B-movies? No, not necessarily. Oh, but enough about movies. This isn't the entertainment show. But maybe it should be. I gotta watch TV tonight. There's a show that I'm going to watch on TV tonight, and I'm afraid to tell you what it is, because it's nothing more than just the worst trash pulp soap opera junk. Yes, that's right. I'm talking about The Royals. That airs tonight. Actually, the new episodes, I think, are on Sunday nights, but I gotta catch them. I'm busy on Sunday nights, so I gotta catch them when they re-air them during the week. And if you haven't seen this show, it's Elizabeth Hurley as the Queen of England and some other no-name people, and it's absolutely hilarious for how melodramatic it is and how just hyper-stupid it is. It's great. I'm hooked on it. It's like a drug. It's my laugh drug. I have to watch it, and I go, oh my God, haha! It's the groaning and laughing visual drug. But one thing I do like about it is the princess. What's her name? Princess Eleanor. she's fun. She's a little party girl. She runs around, does crazy stuff, and gets herself into all kinds of trouble. But the thing I like most about Princess Eleanor is that her role is acted by an Australian actress by the name of Alexandra Park. That's right, you heard me, Alexandra Park. And to me, that's hilarious because that's like being named Bois de Boulogne. Or that's like being named the Tuileries. That's like, and if you're not following this line of reasoning, the Bois de Boulogne and the Tuileries are famous parks. Like Central Park is a famous park in New York. Well, let me just say that probably the most commonly named park in the entire world is Alexandra Park. Obviously because of Queen Alexandra, but being named Alexandra Park, I don't know, it's sort of like being named Baseball Diamond or Football Field or, but you know, I don't know. I guess I can't explain my fascination with the name Alexandra Park, but it just makes me laugh. It makes me wonder what the parents were thinking. I can't wait to see what antics and shenanigans Princess Eleanor, played by Alexandra Park, gets up to tonight. I'm sure I'll probably groan and have to laugh into my fist. Oh boy, what an interesting week this has been. And what's tomorrow? Oh, I don't know. Nothing that I know of, nothing that affects me any. The only thing around now that has any that has any bearing on my life is the fact that tonight is the new moon. That's right, kids. It's New Moon Wednesday. Right here on Anon Radio, you're listening to me, Tobe, talk about absolutely nothing the same way I do every day at 1930 UTC. And we call it all the Dubious Goals Committee. Why? Because don't we all have some pretty dubious goals in life? I mean, come on. Don't you kid yourself. And speaking of goals, I heard that Chicharito got two more goals this past weekend, bringing his total to something like 10 in 7 games. Oh, for Bayer Leverkusen? That's just awesome. I do love Chicharito. He's my favorite Chicharito ever. I think it's hilarious that he's doing so well that he's out on loan. If you're unaware, Chicharito plays for Manchester United. But Louis van Gaal, the guy who is the manager, decided that he didn't have a place for Chicharito, even though Chicharito is awesome. And so he sent him out on loan, meaning that he lent his player, Chicharito, to another team. That other team being a German team entitled Bayer Leverkusen. And if you're wondering, hey, I wonder if that's the same Bayer as in Bayer Aspirin. Yes, yes it is. But the one guy who won't need any aspirin this week is your favorite manager and mine, Jose Mourinho. Yes, that's right. If you haven't heard, Chelsea won a game. Woohoo! We're all super excited about it. Maybe the season will turn around now and Chelsea can rocket back up to the top of the table where their spot is currently being held by, that's right, Leicester City. The Foxes, number one, top of the English Premier League table. I think it's awesome. I love the Foxes. They're turning out to be the surprise team of the year. And if you don't know who they are, I suggest you look them up. And while you're doing that, here's some interesting music to listen to.
I want to relax, please.
Okay.
Will you register?
We'll be right back.
Q-World's most joyous celebration, coordinated jumping. They're like a string of My Little Ponies vaulting over a rainbow. Friendship is magic!
While you were away, I was making tea, as usual. Oh yeah, it's very good, but it's very hot. So we're gonna set that down and wait for that to cool down just a few degrees, either Celsius or Fahrenheit degrees, I don't care which, as long as it's not those bastard Kelvin degrees. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, right here, on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I am the voice you are hearing, disembodied over the airwaves. Wait, this is internet. There's no airwaves. What you are hearing is just a very large collection of ones and zeros. Did I mention that I ate lunch in a bar today? I didn't. Well, it's true, I did. And I go to this one bar every once in a while. It's very close to my house, and they actually have some pretty decent food. And if you know me at all, you know that I don't eat French fries because I hate them. And this place actually has like decent French fries, decent enough that I will actually eat them. They're made from actual potatoes and they've actually been cooked and they're not processed and they're actually sort of taste like potato. It's really bizarre. But anyway, I went there today to have a hamburger because that's what I like to eat there. Because if you're a regular listener to this show, you know that I like to eat hamburgers almost as much as I like to eat tacos and souvlaki. But anyway, I'm sitting in the bar, and they've got one of those trivia services. You know how it is. There's one TV screen in the bar that's just spewing out some kind of trivia question contest, and you can play along on your phone and blah 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 and win prizes and pretend to be smart and all these things. And being as I don't have a phone, I can't play this horribly simple game. But regardless, as I was sitting there eating my hamburger, I managed to look up and see the screen at one point in time, and it asked some kind of hockey question. I don't remember exactly what the trivia question was, but it went something like this. When a hockey player commits a foul, he is sent to the blank. And then, of course, it's multiple choice. A, taco stand. B, penalty box. C, the bad chair. And D, I don't even remember what the D answer was, because once I saw C, the bad chair, I just started laughing, because for some reason, that combination of words, bad chair, makes me laugh. And not because, you know, it's like an ugly chair. Oh, that's a bad chair to have in this room. Not because it's impractical, but like the bad chair, that's the chair that the bad people have to sit in. And, you know, we have that. It's called an electric chair. I don't know if many states use one anymore, but the bad chair. Oh, I don't know how many times I've had to sit on the bad chair, either figuratively or literally. But still, every time I think about that, it starts to make me giggle. The bad chair. Oh, it reminds me of something else, too, but that's not anything I can discuss here on Anon Radio. Now, plus, I can't help but wonder, what if hockey didn't have a penalty box? And what if football rapido didn't have a penalty box and all related rip-off hockey sports? What if they did have the bad chair? And it's just, it didn't necessarily have to be on the ice, but somewhere where everybody can see them. Oh, and that's where you go when you are bad. The bad chair, it cracks me up. In a related note, rugby and some football disciplines have the equivalent of a penalty bin, although it isn't an actual place like it is in hockey. It just means that players are sent off the field for so many minutes, usually like 10 minutes. And that penalty box is jokingly, but now very commonly, referred to as the sin bin. So if you do something really bad, you get sent off to the sin bin in rugby. And then once they started passing blood rules in all of the contact sports around the world, rugby then had a blood bin. So if you're on the field and you get hit so hard that for some reason you're bleeding, you have to leave the field and go to the blood bin until you're not bleeding anymore. I think AFL has that as well, Australian Rules Football. And Football has that, but they don't actually say go to the blood bin. If you're bleeding in football, you have to leave the field until you are no longer bleeding. Oh, paranoia, paranoia, la 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 la. Because everybody knows we can't have blood around, otherwise the vampires will come, and if you touch somebody's blood, you'll turn into a vampire or something equally stupid. And we're back to vampires and stupidity. We have come full circle in this episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. We started out talking about stupid vampires, and for some reason, we're ending speaking of stupid vampires. But before I go on, I would like to mention one more thing about the movie Twilight. I couldn't help but notice that Taylor Lautner is in it, and he's a werewolf. So basically, his entire career was Shark Boy and then Wolf Boy. What could he possibly be next? Maybe he'll be Giraffe Boy. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look up Taylor Lautner on IMDb. You can do that right now because I am going to leave you once again. It's almost that time. I'm looking at the clock and it's inching ever so closer to 20:00, which means 20 o'clock UTC. My name is Tobe. I'm your host and president of the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. It might be a barnacle day, so stay tuned. Maybe Barnacle will do a show right after this one. You're going to know in less than 1 minute. All right, that's it. We're done. Tune in tomorrow. I'm gone. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.